Hey, all you wannabeo boys, wannabeo girls, wannabeo people. What you're about to hear is audio from the second Kirk-exclusive YouTube video that we put out on Kirk Minahan, the great podcast Jesus's YouTube channel. So we have a brand new show, Kirk-exclusive show on that channel. It's not this show. It's not the BO boys. It's a different thing. But what we have here is an interview. And it's a hard-hitting interview with Ben Salami, the gentleman who took the photo and tweeted out the famous tweet about the man who jacked himself off to sleep during Love Lies Bleeding. Now, normally we like to keep all of that content that's Kirk-exclusive to the Kirk Minahan YouTube channel, but this one was just too great to not share on our main feed. It's also, let's be honest, a little tease to get you guys to all go over there, subscribe to the Kirk Minahan YouTube channel to get his shows, all the ancillary shows, and more importantly, our Kirk exclusives. So this is not the full raw audio. We've had to edit a few things. So if you want the full video and audio, go over there, Kirk Minahan YouTube channel, subscribe. Of course, subscribe to our YouTube as well, BO Boys. And without further ado, here's the interview with Ben Salami. All right, everybody. Welcome to BO Boys. Fuck it. It's a raw feed. We're doing it live. I'm Clayton.
Yeah, I'm Pat. Clayton, this is our episode 2 of our Kirk exclusive series on the Kirk Minahan YouTube network. And man, oh man, we have a doozy here for you. We have got a bombshell special guest. So we're here to welcome Ben Salami. Ben Salami, thank you for joining us on the BO Boys Kirk exclusive on the Kirk Minahan YouTube network. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So Ben Salami, you're here because this past week you put out a viral tweet. And listen, viral tweets are a dime a dozen, but this was a tweet that I think broke news. Probably, I mean, Clayton, you've said it the second you saw this. This is the biggest movie story of the year to date.
Absolutely.
And we're going to put it up on the screen. So everyone will see this. Ben Salami was at a movie theater and he's going to tell us the story. But in this tweet, took a picture of a man at the movie theater in the row in front of him at a screening of Love Lies Bleeding. Man has penis out. He's got various liquor bottles and other contraband on the table next to him. He's asleep. And Ben Salami wrote, I think what's going to be an immortal phrase here, mm-hmm. Ben Salami wrote, went to go see Love Lies Bleeding, and this drunk guy jacked himself off to sleep. And that's what the picture shows. So, Ben Salami, first of all, thank you. Thank you for not just being on the show, but thank you for your bravery in recording this. I'm going to start by asking you, did you ever have any worries about posting something so honest and so important? You know, did you have a moment of fear before you posted it that this story might be too big to be a part of, or did you know you had to do it? Tell us about that moment.
I don't know if that's a good or bad thing that did not cross my mind.
Wow.
I was like, so at surface, like, it's very fun,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Also at the same time, like, I don't care what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Just put your penis away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. That's words to live by in so many cases, but I think especially in the movie theater.
Now, Ben, do you mean put mm-hmm. your penis away after you've jerked yourself off, or just don't ever pull it out? Just to get clarification.
I mean, you shouldn't pull it out ever, but okay. You definitely don't want to get caught doing that. Put it away before you fall asleep.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Pat, I'm sorry. I'm jumping in here because I'm
no, jump in.
I just need you. I would just love you to set the scene here because obviously this gentleman was having a ball of a time, not just with his own member, but with various substances. So mm-hmm. how close were you seated to this gentleman? And was there anything going on during the movie to make you think this is going to, something's going to happen here?
So, you know, there's every time I go to the movies now, I'm telling someone to shut up or to be quiet every time now. Mm-hmm. Like, that's nothing new. This guy was yelling like gibberish during the movie.
Mm.
Told him to shut up. Like, me and then other random people in the theater also told him to, you know, be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And then movie ends. One of my friends is like, this dude straight up passed out. And I look, yeah. Like, he has like all this stuff next to him. Mm-hmm. And then we leave the theater. I forget my glasses. I go back. The lights are on. Like, the cleaning crew, like, was clearly there, but then left. Mm-hmm. And then, so that's how the managers found out, because the cleaning crew went in there, saw him.
Right.
Penis out.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Jerked himself off to sleep.
To sleep. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So the cleaning crew, and they're right for knowing this. His penis out goes beyond a soda cup on the floor or popcorn on a seat. You know, like that, as hard a job as that's still their responsibility to clean up. It's not the responsibility of a movie theater cleaning crew to put a man's penis away and then wake him up.
Yeah, he was asleep like the entire time. He did not know
The
cleaning crew was in there at all.
Wow. So listen, and obviously plead the fifth on any of this, but we have to ask some questions. Were at any point in that movie, you said he was speaking gibberish. Did any of that gibberish lead you to believe that this man was jacking himself off during the movie?
No, not at all.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
There's so no like there's no talking to the screen in a sexual manner or anything like that. Okay. Right. Did you hear any like wet boot sounds, any sort of like anything that would think there's sort of a jerking off situation happening?
No,
in the
moment? So, you know, I had no clue what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're going to jerk off to any movie, that's a good one to jerk off to.
Okay. Right.
Do it at home.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. I mean, especially in this streaming age, you know, and Clayton and I, you know, I don't know if you've ever listened to the BO Boys before, but if you did, you would know we are big proponents of the movie going experience. Get out to the theaters.
Yeah.
Don't just watch stuff on streaming. Get to the theaters. But if you need to jack off, we do stress, then stick to streaming.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, DVD rental, whatever you could get at home. Or theaters where that's meant for. Because, listen, free Pee-wee, we still say that. Pee-wee's wrongfully prosecuted.
Right.
Fred Willard as well.
RIP. Fred Willard as well. Free Fred Willard. But that's not what this movie theater was. Did you – I'll ask because, you know, I've never been to the movie theater that you – was it a chain? Or you at an AMC where this happened?
MJR,
okay. And when you walk into an MJR theater, because we don't have those in New York, I don't think. I've never been to an MJR theater. Do they warn you that patrons may jack off in this showing? Like, is that a known possibility or is that something unexpected? Okay.
No, very unexpected. Like, I was fully, like, prepared to see people jack off for Dune, but not for this movie.
Okay. Interesting. So that's fair. You went into this not expecting someone to jack off, and they did it right in the row in front of you. Looking at his table of substances, is this a dine-in theater? Were these served to him by a waiter, or did he bring these in?
No, he definitely smuggled those in.
Okay.
So there wasn't like a cigarette girl that walks around and sells Marlboros at an MJ. Okay.
So he had, it seems like, some bourbon, right? I mean, what could you make out there, Clayton? There's Marlboro Reds.
He had some hard, he had some hard liquor.
Fireball.
He had Marlboro Reds. It looked like he also possibly a vape.
Yeah, he had a vape pen, like 2 pints of Fireball.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Man. Was he vaping during the, did you catch vape smoke, vape juice during
the? I did not.
Okay. Okay.
Now, was there also a little bit of cocaine involved? I heard there was some other sort of hard drugs he was doing.
So if it's kind of hard to see, but if you zoom in on the photo, mm-hmm. he has like either like a plastic tray or like a small mirror with a dollar bill rolled up. So
yes.
It's either cocaine. I'm not too sure, but it's a hard narcotic.
If that is cocaine, it's also very impressive that he wound up passed out and asleep.
Yeah.
Because, listen, I'm not an expert on cocaine, and I think that's something we should have, Clayton, as we cover the story, as a cocaine expert.
Well,
I
can cover this. Usually you do cocaine to continue drinking. So the fact that he was able to do cocaine and pass out means that this gentleman is of a different species than us.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So he has all these substances on the table. He has his cocaine. He has his Marlboro Reds. He has his Fireball on there. I'm not noticing any movie theater concessionary items. I'm not noticing a large Pepsi. I'm not noticing any popcorn. No. And I do ask this because to get back to the main crime, the jacking off, there is no popcorn. No, I'm just going to say, did you see any popcorn or popcorn butter that may have been used in this incident?
No, but I mean, if you are going to jack off, that would be a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, thank you, Ben Salami. I mean, as you're proving your bona fides as a frequent movie theater goer, because that is 100% true. If you're going to jack off in a movie theater, you should have some popcorn butter with you.
Yeah, is it that's what the Dune popcorn bucket is for.
Exactly. Well, that is so true, in that I know he was going to see Love Lies Bleeding, but why not bring in the Dune popcorn bucket to do the deed here? It seems like that's almost, if he was in front of a judge and he had got caught jacking off in a theater using the Dune popcorn bucket, I do think in that case you have to acquit, because the movie theater industry is basically telling you to do that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, do you think it's possible that he, because I'm looking at the photo, I'm not like, you know, on my phone or what, I'm looking at this photo with great, great interest.
Right.
That I'm looking in the cup holder, and is it possible that he may have put some popcorn butter, poured it into the cup holder so that he could dip his hands in order to slicken his penis and jerk himself? Is that possible? You did not smell butter.
No, there is no butter. I mean, it's just, I mean, as far as I thought, he was just drinking Fireballs straight.
Okay. Okay.
Incredible. This man is incredible. I mean, it's incredible in bad ways, in that you shouldn't be jacking off penis off in a theater, but just impressive that he was. Well, here's the thing. I mean, I got to ask this question based on this photo.
Mm-hmm. I pointed this out, by the way. I know where you're going.
It does seem that there was no completion in this process.
You know, I also noticed that.
Yeah.
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 No
semen was present on the shirt.
Right.
You know, there's no remnants on the hands.
Right.
So he must have not.
There's not a something about Mary's type hairdo
ear hanging on his ear.
Right.
Or on
right.
his extra pair of pants.
Yes. Yes. He did have more than one pair of pants, it appears.
Yeah. So he did go into this situation expecting to have to change pants.
Yeah, I mean, so at first I thought that was like his jacket, but it does look like an extra pair of pants.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He was expecting to ruin pants at Love Lies Bleeding. That was the expectation when he bought
premeditated.
This wow. I mean, you may have to be called up onto the stand at some point, Ben Salami. And if the prosecutor is trying to prove premeditation jacking off, then, you know, this
is damning. Right there.
It's right there. The pants are right there.
Now, do you think, Ben, do you think that this is going to create some sort of viral challenge where how many substances can you intake and complete a jerk off before you fall asleep? Because this is not great promotion for the movie. I mean, if he were to have completed, I do think it's better promotion. The fact that he did not complete the act before falling asleep sort of is a little bit damning for the movie.
A little bit.
Yeah. So what did you, number one, what did you think of the movie? Did you enjoy it, or were you too busy thinking about this guy jerking himself off to sleep?
So no, the movie was actually very good. Everyone should go see it. Cock or no cock. Just go see it.
Right. Okay.
Now, that's also a great a tagline for Love Lies Bleeding, because go see this cock or no cock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't fall asleep. Don't fall asleep, I think, is what should be the tagline. It's Love Lies Bleeding, don't fall asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it assumes that other things can happen. Just don't fall asleep while you're doing it. But yeah, so you would say then this is not damning for the movie. It was the other substances that kept this gentleman from completion. If he were have been more of sober mind, this movie was good enough that he would have completed the act.
100%.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
That's great. That's great. Right, yeah. And do you think, now you said he was speaking gibberish, he was otherwise being a problem for other moviegoers,
and you
were telling him to shut up, other people were telling him to shut up. Do you think that affected his ability? And I'm not blaming you, and I'm not blaming the other theater goers for his lack of completion, but do you think that was an issue for this man in being able to complete the act? The fact that, you know, dozens of people in a theater were shushing him, yelling at him, telling him to shut the fuck up.
So I will say, if the normal pervert was doing that, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But for him personally, no.
Oh, so wow.
So for context, I went to go see Madam Web at that same theater, and that same exact guy was in an altercation, a physical altercation in my theater, harassing couples like while the credits were rolling. And right in front of me, I saw someone full swing smack him across the face.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, there's so much more to the story. So this gentleman is a recurring menace at this theater.
Yes. So I've been going to this specific movie theater for over 2 decades.
Okay.
But I've only seen him so far twice.
Okay.
Wow.
But and fairly recently. Do you think he's a new transplant to the neighborhood? Do you think he has moved in next to somebody and he is their problem as well? I mean, maybe not for a little bit, because he's going to be in the Hoosegow for, I don't know, a few weeks. So he did get arrested, correct?
Correct.
Do we know if there were charges brought up? Is he spending an extended time, or is that to be updated later?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I was told by one of the managers that they were going to press charges.
Okay.
So from what I heard, one of the cleaning crew who saw him was under the age of 18.
He's
going on a list.
He's on a list. We could find this gentleman, because that list is available to the public.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
will we do a from prison interview with this gentleman, Pat? Is that something in the future? And Ben, would you like to be involved in this?
Maybe. I'd have to think about that.
That was the right answer, Ben. That was the absolute right answer. Maybe.
Yes.
A very hesitant maybe.
A very hesitant maybe is where everyone should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone should be at a hesitant maybe when the question is, do you want to speak to the man who jacked himself off to sleep at Love Lies Bleeding?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do you think this theater, you know, and this is a theater that you frequent before we got on the air, you said this is close to where you live at your home theater. Yeah. Do you think that this patron who jacked himself off to sleep with a bottle of Fireball is going to be, will there be a picture of him at the ticket booth? Do you think that they will be able to keep him out going forward? Or do you expect, you know, Godzilla X Kong, the collab in a few weeks, you might be sitting next to this man?
So the manager was very clear that he's never coming back.
Wow.
I'm more concerned that my face is going to be up there saying, don't let this guy in.
No, that would never happen. That would never happen. And if it does, you come to us and you let us know, because our Wannabeo boys, Wannabeo girls, Wannabeo people will not stand for that. You are a hero.
Yeah.
And you should be treated as such.
Yes.
I feel bad because I know they were getting a ton of phone calls.
Yeah.
Right.
I never expected for that photo to blow up as much as it did.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because, Yes, you rarely put a picture of a passed out man's penis online and expect anything to come of it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because honestly, nothing came of it before. So why should anything come of it now? So you know, are you a reporter by trade, or is this one the first story you've broken, and now do you have a taste for it? You know, is this the start of a journalistic career? Obviously, you know, there's a lot of problems in the media industry as far as jobs right now and such, but I mean, I feel like this story that you broke rockets you to the top of a list of up and coming reporters.
Mm-hmm. So my day job has nothing to do with journalism.
Okay.
But I do photography as a hobby, but I mean, if someone were to offer me a journalism job, I mean, I'm not going to say no.
Not going to say no to a position. I mean, and as far as photography goes, this image with this,
you have a quote, talent.
And and I could see this as this centerpiece of a gallery showing. Mm-hmm. You know, I would travel out to a gallery just to see a full wall, you know, floor to ceiling of this image of the drunk guy who jacked himself off to sleep. I mean, that could be the name of the show, honestly.
Yeah.
And then you take.
Well, I mean, my wife did say that it was like a Renaissance painting.
Yep. Yeah.
It truly is. It shows the fallibility of man. It shows what we all truly are,
right?
And we're ashamed of, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot going on in the photo. You know, you really have to take like 12 hours to digest it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the new sort of Nighthawks at the Diner situation, I feel like, just because of the way it makes you feel the shadows on the table with all the substances, really is powerful. That's our shadow selves and what we do to each other, you know, right. And like what we do to ourselves with these things. And then that, just that, you know, that there's no other way to say it, just right. sort of peeking out from those passed out fingers. There's just something very powerful about this image. And I think it's an image that people will not forget anytime soon. I know I won't. It's seared into my brain.
Well, what I thought was very interesting is that it's only tip. There's no shaft. It's
no
only
shaft.
Tip.
Absolutely. Just it goes a like big old
base tip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's real powerful stuff. And we could all listen, as horrible as what he did is, but for the grace of God, it could be any of us. And we all know that. And we are happy to be on the other side of this image.
Yeah,
but we could all see the top of our heads and the top of our in that photo if things took a bad turn for any of us.
Right.
I want to throw out one possibility here that not to be conspiracy guy, but I'm going to throw the tinfoil hat on for 1 second, everyone.
I usually do this, so this is interesting, Pat. I'm wondering where you're going.
So I think it was a year or two ago, maybe it was fall 2022, the movie Smile came out, hit theater, hit horror film. And Clayton and I talked about this a lot when this movie came out. A great viral marketing campaign for Smile was
the baseball
weeks season. Leading up to, exactly, Ben Salami. They sent smilers, you know, actors posing as smilers to sit in behind home plate at various baseball games, viral promotion, people were tweeting it, you know, and everyone talking about Smile. Is there any chance? And I'm guessing no, because you've seen this man in action getting slapped in the weeks before this incident. But is there any chance that this man was hired by the producers of Love Lies Bleeding to take out his up, get photographed, viral moments, promote the film Love Lies Bleeding? And obviously they told him do not finish, because then, you know, the finish would make it too graphic of an image to be even on Twitter X, you know, even Twitter X, I think, has a limit in terms of you could show but you can't
how
show
much can you show in one photo?
Absolutely. Yeah,
exactly. So is there any chance, guys, that this gentleman was part of a viral marketing campaign for Love Lies Bleeding? Any chance?
I mean, it's extremely slim. They would have to put in a lot of research.
Mm-hmm.
They would have to know this guy's like history with like narcotics and alcoholism. Because, well, what I didn't know that this dude was 33. That's the same age as me. He, if you ever saw this guy, he looks 55.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, but that's the kind of guy you seek out. You go to these, you know, there could have been an executive from A24 sitting in that Madam Web showing, seeing this guy and thinking, we could do something with him.
Right.
And no one would ever think that we would allow this or have this happen in our theater.
Right.
Or in a theater while our movie's playing. But this is how you get traction now, because something like Love Lies Bleeding, it's not a, it's not something that you can have commercials during NBA games and get people to go. It's going to be these viral tweets, like something like you did. And now we're not, of course, saying that you are a shell and you are a part of it.
No.
I think this was a tableau that was set up for somebody to discover. And they just happened to have somebody who, I mean, luckily has an amazing eye for photography and captured this moment. So I think everything sort of came together. Now, do you think that this is going to help the box office at all? Do you think people will go to this movie now after just hearing 100%. The name of it through your tweet?
100%.
Wow.
I just hope that that specific movie theater does not, you know, take any negative like heat from it.
Yes.
Right. I mean, listen, we set up, you've established it, but it was worth repeating. The movie theater did not sell this man the vape pen, the vape juice, the Marlboro Reds,
the fireball,
the bourbon, the fireball, or the cocaine,
or the cocaine,
or the mirror.
No,
you know, so it is not their fault. Those were all contraband. If this man had jerked himself off to sleep, and next to him was movie theater popcorn, soda, Mike and Ike's, then I would say, okay, maybe it is something to do with the theater selling, but there were no Mike and Ike's there.
No.
Clayton, I mean, this has been fascinating, and this is definitely the movie story of the year up to this point.
Yeah.
And thank you, Ben Salami, for Clayton. Is there anything else that you have to ask the great Ben Salami here? Before we wrap this up, I mean, obviously we'll be covering this for months and months. The story's going to get bigger, but anything else tonight for our guests?
No, not at all. I mean, obviously you were going to do this, but I just want to thank you for what you did. I mean, we love to get boots on the ground from theaters. We've done it ourselves. You know, we've taken pictures of vomit at Terrifier 2 when people were saying it's not happening. It's not happening. We took one of the verified photos of vomit during that.
Yeah,
I think this is as big or bigger than that.
This is bigger. I mean, listen, I'm man enough to admit when I've been topped, and the this man jacking himself off to sleep at Love Lies Bleeding is bigger than the vomit for Terrifier 2. And I think we know producers from Terrifier 2 who listen to this. Mm-hmm. They're going to up their game for Terrifier 3 after this. Like there will be exploding heads with blood pouring out, and someone will shit themselves at Terrifier 3 to top what happened at Love Lies Bleeding. And
absolutely.
And yeah.
But I just want to thank him for his service and his boots on the ground, and for being like you said earlier, Pat, brave to put out this tweet, this very important tweet and this very important photo.
Yes. Yes. Ben Salami, you're a photographer. Is there anything that you would like to let our wannabe old boys, wannabe old girls, wannabe old people, here on the Kirk Minahan YouTube channel, anything that you would like them to know, follow you, find work of yours, or do you want all of them to leave you the hell alone, which is also completely fair?
So if you want movie reviews, follow me on Letterboxd, Ugly Ex Korean. If you like film photography, follow my Instagram, Active Film Shooter. But yeah, I think that's it.
That's great. Clayton, I mean, this has been a landmark episode of the BO Boys Kirk Exclusive here. So, you know, just I don't know what else to say. I think this is going to be a historic episode. And I also, again, want to thank our guest, Ben Salami. And I don't want to thank him because he's about to go on some registry. So we definitely shouldn't be caught thanking this person.
No.
So we won't. And I'll leave it at that. I won't thank the other person that I was about to maybe thank, but I will not thank that person.
Thank you for not thanking him.
You're welcome for me not thanking him. All right. So I think that's it. So that is episode 2 of the BO Boys Kirk exclusive on the Kirk and Minahan YouTube channel. And everyone, good night, and stay safe out there, and don't jack yourself off to sleep in the movie theater.
No.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ben.